We are learning Masechtas Nozir, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. From the beginning, the two dots, three lines from the top. The Mishnah ended off on the Testament base with a Yesod, that Taglachas of a Mitzayra Vadai, that is Doicha Nozir. That means even if you're a Nozir, and some of it comes a Mitzayra, the Taglachas, which are two Taglachas in, of two haircuts that a Mitzayra takes, are Doicha Nozir. No shaila about it. It's only by a Sufik Mitzayra there, you have to wait the time that the Naziris finishes in order to do the Taglachas because of Sufik Mitzayra. As it said in the Mishnah. So Gemara clears the Shah like this. Hani arba taglichiyos, the kamar is mishum mitzvah, is it because of mitzvah, or mishum evuri seya, tuma, or it's because of take off the hair, l'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? La avuri v'nosha, to use poison, not to use a ta'ar. And we'll explain the shayla momentarily. So if it's a mitzvah, la avuri v'nosha, loy, you can't use any poison, you have to actually use a ta'ar. The armas mishum avuri seyar tuma then afilu sachi noshin nami also works also with poison just to take off the hair not a mitzvah that it's enough to use poison. What is the Gemara shaila? Tosis explains Tosis printed the samach on base that the shaila essentially is we know that a mitzvah has to use a tar and we know also that a nozer tar has to use a tar. It's the first of psukim we learn it out from different psukim by Nazir, it's from Vitar Layav Al Roshay Ad Malois. That's one. That's a drasha there. I'm a material. I have not a drasha. So that's pasha that he needs a tie. I have to use a razor to cut the hair off. The question is, a Nazir Tamei also gets a haircut. Is that a mitzvah, or anyway, get rid of the hair? It's enough. You get rid of that hair and you restart it. It's good enough. You don't need dafka tar. You can use even poison. That's the shaila. The Nazir Tamei. Now the four taglichiyos we do in the Mishnah Masafik, all of them are a safik, either mitzayra or safik Nazir Tahar. So anyway, you're gonna need a razor anyway. The question just is for the one that's for, if you're not vadi Nazir Tamei, do you need a tar or not? In actuality, the Gemara before actually spoke out that we learn it out from Nazir Tar, on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara, but Tosfos points this out, on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara happens to throw in that we know this din, by no, it's actually on Daf Mem Beis, it says, Mechti Nazir Tavi de Betar Menal, on Daf Mem Beis, it says, we learned that from Nazir Tar, but our Gemara, that's the Fidimaskan of our Gemara. But our Gemara right now does not know. The Gemara's question is Nazir Tamei have to use a Tar or not, and what's the way the Gemara brings up the Shaila? Is it a mitzvah? Or is this just to take off the hair? And then afkamina would be if I could use poison, not a razor. My Omar Rava, Toshima, bring a raya from our Mishnah that says that Mesafik Megaleach Arba Taglichas. You do four haircuts. Visakadaita Vashim Vuri Sayar, Tumma, then a Philip is Shalish Nami Saga. It should be enough with three haircuts. Why? Why should it be enough with three haircuts? So we're going to go like Tosis' second shot. The Pshat explains like this that. Because the first two haircuts we need, because maybe he's a Mitzayra, so you need a haircut, and Batar also. The third haircut, you technically don't need the haircut for any Nazir Tahar. It's finished Mitzayra now, but a third haircut, so not Mitzayra. And for Nazir Tahar, you don't need a haircut yet. Why? You're not going to be drinking wine anyway for another 60 days. You need a 30 and a 30, because you have to cover maybe he's a Nazir Tamei. So essentially, that first haircut after 30 is really only for Nazir Tamei, not for Nazir Tahar. Why? Because if he's anyway going to wait to drink wine until after 60 days, so why he doesn't really need a haircut? It's not ma'akev, his haircut, it's not ma'akev anything. He can bring his carbon for Nazir Tahar at this point, and without even taking a haircut. A haircut's not ma'akev. So really doesn't need a haircut. So why is he taking a haircut now? Only for Nazir Tamei. And if you don't need a mitzvah of haircut, then he doesn't have to take a haircut of Nazir Tamei either. Why? Because the hair he made when he became a Nazir was taken off already when he was a Mitzayra. That was taken off already. He doesn't have hair on his head anymore from the original Neder. So he really doesn't have to take off his hair because it's taken off already through the Mitzayra. And there's no mitzvah skiluach. So Elamai, that was saying you need four taglachas. It must be there's a mitzvah of giluach to cover for Nazir Tamei. And if there's a mitzvah of giluach, then it must need a tar, it must need a razor. Like the Gemara said, Nafkamin is, if it's mitzvah or not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, so you need a tar. Toshma, Maglech, Abar, Taglach. If you talk about Mashum, Ivuri, Sayar, Tuma, Phil, Bashal, Shnami, Saga, three would be enough. You don't need a fourth. Like I was saying, for the Nazir Tar, you could just wait till after the 60 days when you start drinking wine, Bevadai, so then you could take the haircut then. Zav Sagalet, Shmami, no, Mashum, Mitzvah, Shmami, no. It's even here that there's a mitzvah for Nazir Tar, you take a haircut, Shmami, no, and therefore, you're going to use a razor, like spoke out from Daf Mem Beis, it's learnt out really from Nazir Tahar. Hadr and Allah Perek Shnei Nazirim Beli Neder. Zok the new Mishnah and a new Perek. The last Perek in Masechtas Nazir. Hanokrim Ein Lahem Naziris. A goy, a non-Jew, cannot make some of the gears here. Hakusim, but or some have Hagoyim. But the what it means is non-Jews Ein Lahem Naziris. Non-Jews do not have a din naziris, which means that if a non-Jew makes a neder to be a nazir, he is allowed to drink wine and he cannot bring a carbon. Even though a non-Jew could usually bring a carbon, but here he cannot bring a carbon naziris because he's not in the parish of naziris. Then see, well, tomorrow we'll learn it from Pesukim. Noshim va'avodim yeshlo naziris. Noshim va'avodim do have naziris. Actually, noshim are mefurish pasuk. It says darbe bnei Yisrael mataleim ish or isha ki yafri lindor neder nazir lahaz l'Hashem. It's a first pasuk that a isha is chayiv v'naziris, and avodim. Tomorrow we'll talk about what's the chiddush of avodim. Choymer v'noshim avodim shu koyfes avdoi ve'ini koyfes ishtoi. The difference between noshim and avodim is that by avodim he could be koyfe, he could be meicha on his naziris. Masha'inkein. By Isha, you can't be meicha on the Naziris. It could be you could make hafara on it, but there's no such thing as being meicha. And meicha means, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, more barichas, that if you're meicha on your Eved, it doesn't really take away the Naziris, it just stops you from practicing like a Nazir. And the nafkamina will be is, after he gets freed, he'll have to be a Nazir. But there's a koyach of the Baal, of the Odoin, of the Master, to stop the Eved from being practicing like a Nazir. Shu Kaifes Avda means, like I explained, Shemaycha on the Zirasa, and any Kaifes Ishtar. But it was, why if he cannot do that? He can't do that. All he could do is be made for it, and all he could do is be Yom Shammai, and that's it. The day he hears it, he can be made for it. If not, it's too late, and his wife is a Nazir. Zog the Gemara. Ketani, says in our Mishnah, Hakusim or Hanachrim Ein Lahem Naziris. Non-Jews don't have it in Naziris. Not immediately, what's the Makar? Tana Rabbanu Litan Abraisa, it says in the Pasuk regarding a Nazir, it says, Daber of Bnei Yisrael Amat Aleihem, Isha Yisha Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahaz Lashem. So it says in the Pasuk, Daber Bnei Yisrael, V'loy Oil Chavim, not non-Jews, not Goyim. Goyim they're excluded from the parasha of Naziris. Then the Pasuk says, V'amarta Aleihem, that's being Marba, Rabbi Savadim, it's Marba slaves that they do have, slaves do have a din of Naziris. Great thing about Akasha, what do you need a pasuk for slaves? Lomli kra, ha'amrit, we know a klal, kol mitzvah she'isha chayav, it's ba'evet chayiva, any mitzvah that a lady is chayiv, ha'evet chayiv, we know a lady is chayiv in Aziris, because of first a pasuk, isha isha. So if women are chayiv, so of course the evet chayiv. What's the chiz? Why need martelam to be marba? Omer rava, shani achad, omer kra, it says in the pasuk by neder, to the lashon, lesser isser al nafshay. He asks an isser on his nefesh. Misha nafshe knu yiloi. Only someone who his soul is kind to him. Yotze eved, she ain't nafshe knu yiloi. Eved, he doesn't own his own guf. He doesn't own his guf. His guf, it belongs to the master. Hoyav ain't nafshe knu yiloi. So then there's no din neder. He can't make a neder. Say, emi gabi nozer nam yiloi. Maybe gabi nozer also, he can't be a nozer. Kamash v'lam, mark lehem timarba naziris. So it sounds like more like this, that a neder he can't make, because it says, lesser isser nafshoi. We have a special ribui that nazir, that type of neder called a nazir, that it could do. That it could do, even if it can't do a regular neder. And the Gemara will elaborate on some of Beis, if you can make a neder or not. But that's what sounds like from here, because it's missing in the pasuk of Nafshe Knuyeloi. He doesn't own his guf, therefore he cannot make a neder. Are you going to ask me, what's the half mean as known as Zirus? That pasuk is by neder, not by nazir. Zoktoisvis, that we know from the first parak on the Darm, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that we make a hekesh from Naziris to Nadarim. We always make a hekesh from Naziris to Nadarim, the Gavi Yodah, Zayin Chum, the Gavi different things there. So therefore, you would say the same thing by Nazir, that it can become Nazir, just it can't become Nadar, because Nafshalan Knuyloi, Kamaswan, Vamarta Alehem, that there is a parish of Naziris by Avodim. Omamar. We just learned in the Braisa regarding Goyim, Dabi Abnei Yishov, Loyal Chavim. We learned from the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael that goyim are excluded from the parash of Naziris. Great thing in Mar v'chalhechad eksiv Yisrael oivchavim loy. Anytime it says Yisrael, it comes to exclude goyim. V'gabi erichin deksiv, it says gabi arachim. It says erichin is a certain type of neder that goes to hektish. If someone says erich ploini alai, see how old he is. No matter what his value is, but you see how old he is, and by his age, the Torah gives different value to him, and you give that money to hektish. So Gabi Erech in the pasuk Siv, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, Amar Talayim Ish Kiyafli Neder BeErkecha Nefasha Is Lashem. That's what the pasuk says in Parashas Bichukaisai. That's what it says. Loshon of Darba Bnei Yisrael, and the Brisa Darshins by Erechin, Matanya, Bnei Yisrael Ma'arichin, Ve'enu Chav Ma'arichin. Bnei Yisrael could make a Erechin, but not a Goy. A Goy says that Erech Pliny Alai, he's not chayiv to give anything to Hakdish. Yochel Yerachin, maybe they, if someone says on them, someone sees a non-Jew and says, Erech Pliny Alai, I want to pay his Erech, his value, so maybe then it does not work. You're not chayiv to give it. Yisrael says on a goy, erech the goy alai. Tamalayim ish, the pasuk ish, where it says David bnei Yisrael matleim ish ki yafti nedav erech chodafash l'Hashem. That ish is marba ne'erochim. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that over here by erechin we have two contradicting, well not mamash contradicting, but two different psukim. Bnei Yisrael says no non-Jews. Ish is marbe. How do we reconcile both these drashas? We say that Bnei Yisrael ma'arichin ve'ein goyim ma'arichim. They can't make the erichin. But they could be the ne'arachim. We see from Ish. So the Gemara's question is, it's like a little mystery. You have to see Tosfos. The Gemara's question is that it says in the parasha of Naziris also Lashon Ish. It says Bnei Yisrael and it says Ish. So we should use both of them for non-Jews also, for the Goyim also, and say, B'nei Yisrael v'lei v'chavim, but Ish is marbe v'chavim. And what would it mean? So Tais explains, what it would mean is that the only mufkad, only excluded from the carbon Naziris, but they would be usher in wine and in tumah. So the kasha is, why are we saying that the Goyim are completely excluded from the parish of Naziris? We should darshan from Ish that they have Naziris somewhat. At least for being usher in wine and being usher in tumah, that much they are part of Naziris. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Shani Hacha, by Naziris, there's not a miyat really. There's not a pasuk in the parasha that excludes Goyim even more and tells you not to darshan Ish. Shani Hacha, Domakra, Lo'ove Vile'im Eloyetama. It says in the parasha of Naziris, you're not allowed to be matama to your father or mother if they die. So it's only by someone who has av. A guy does not have a father. What do you mean he doesn't have a father? Lamai. Ilay milin Yerusha. Stam father, Taisa says, means for Yerusha. So are you going to tell me there's no din Yerusha by a guy, by a non-Jew? A guy does have Yerusha. Like the pasuk says, that Esav was Yerush's father. He was Yerush's father. So you see, there is Yerusha by a guy. So you can't say that he's not included of Yimalei Tama. He doesn't have Yerusha. He does have Yerusha. Ella, it means the Mishum Muzra Kibbut Aviv. Only someone who has Kibbut Aviv, that's the Aviv, only Kibbut Aviv. And a guy does not have it. A guy does not have the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviv because he does not have mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara, Miksiv Kabbut Aviv Gabinaz. It all says of Yimalei. He has a father. Stamfather is Yerusha, but stamfather doesn't mean kibbut of aim. So where did he see anything kibbut of aim here? And it means he's memuyot. So Elam Akra. So we're back to the problem here. Goy should have certain dinim naziris. Why? Because you have Bnei Yisrael and you have Ish. You should have certain dinim naziris. Elam Akra. La'ov v'lima lo yitama b'mish yesh le'tumma. Only someone who has the parasha of tumma. Yotzeh v'chavim she'en le'tumma. Goyim do not have tumma. They don't have b'chlal the parasha of tumah. Don't just think as a goy becoming tameh. If he touches a mace, he's not tameh. He doesn't have tumah. So it says the avla imal yitam shouldn't become tameh mace. It's only someone who's the parasha of tumah. A goy is mufka for the parasha of tumah. So therefore, we know he doesn't have. He's not an ozer because he doesn't have the parasha of tumah. It says love imal yitam. And the Gemara asks, Manolo on the less lahu tumah. Who said he doesn't have tumah? Dama krah. The pasuk says v'ish asha yitma. The pasuk says in the parish of Tumah, "V'ishah sheyitma v'lo yischata v'nichashon nefeshim etecha kol ki esmikdash Hashem timei." So we darshan. So we're trying to find the card that a guy does not have Tumah. So we darshan like this: v'nichashon nefeshim etecha kol mishesh lekol. Only someone who has a kahal, he's part of the congregation, he has Tumah. Yosdash ein lekol comes to exclude a guy does not have a kol. Frank the Gemara, am I? Maybe really he has Tumah. What are we coming to exclude people don't have kol from? From chorus. My, don't have chorus with lemechayev. Avotwuy mitmi. But he does become tame. He does become tame. That means we have to have a miyat for karis, which Tosis is bothered by. What do you have to have? You have to have miyat for karis for the guy. Like, why do you have karis? But like, upon him, he's saying, but maybe you saw tame. So was this pasuk not a raya? On makra, it says in the pasuk, he's a tar al tame. Kol she yesh loy tahira, yesh loy tuma. But kol she ain't loy tahira, ain't loy tuma. But he's a tar al tame. Says someone who has tahira in the parish of tahira has tuma. If you're not in the parish of tahira, you don't have tuma. Now, who said he's not in the parish of Tyra? So Tosis explains, because the pasuk says, this water from the Parah Aduma that we spritz on people, that it says, Ladas Bnei Yisrael Mishmeres, Dafka Bnei Yisrael Nagoyim. Since it doesn't have Tahira, doesn't have Tumba. So what's the Cheshbon here? Remember, keep the Cheshbon going. We have a problem that the guy has a Rebu from Mish. Saying, no, he does not include Love Vim Loyatama. Why is he not include Love Loyatama? Because he doesn't have tumah. Who said he doesn't have tumah? So Mar first said maybe from the pasuk that says the ishash yitma lo yischat of nechusha nevashim techa kol. He doesn't have a kol. So no, it's only for karis. So the makaris in this pasuk, he's a tara tamei kol sheyesh le tayra yesh le tumah kol sheyesh le tayra tumah. So now, well, saying a guy doesn't have tumah, that's why he's not included in parashah Naziris. Freit the Gemara, the Zemar the kasha, the aim of tahiru delehava le tumah havale. Which means like this, Tosis explains, this pasuk vizia atar al tameh is not extra at all. So we know he doesn't have tahira from the pasuk of ladas bnei Yisrael mishmeres. But who said this pasuk is vizia atar al tameh for that? Who said it's for that? That's not an extra pasuk. The pasuk in Parakia Kama Diyuma dashes it for something else. Dashes it for miskavin lahazal adam. You're trying to miskava to mazan a person in mazan behema. That doesn't work. Balak upon him, who said over here, that so it's not a makar. Who said this is a makar? There's no tumah by a guy. So Marav says finally on makra veishas yitma leischata. And like Tosis explains, veishas yitma leischata. The word yitma is extra. It just says veishas leischata didn't get paraduma and walks beis mikdash. He gets karas. Why is it actually yitma? The word yitma is extra, and that teaches us to make a hekesh to the leischata. And we dash like this: someone who has a din of chitu, who has a din of taira, has a din of tumah. But a guy who does not have a din of Tahira, like we see in the pasuk of Ladas Bnei Yisrael Mishmeres, does not have a din of Tahira, he will not have a din of Tumah. So this pshat, first pshat in the Gemara is that the reason why we don't darshan that a guy could have a zeros from the word ish is because he's excluded from the parasha, because it's the Avdim Layatama, and a guy does not have Tumah. Who said a guy does not have Tumah? Because the pasuk says, Ve'ishash Yitma Vlayishata, Yitma is an extra word, and we make a hekesh Yitma Vlayishata, someone has Tahira has Tumah, and a guy has no Tahira, because it says, Ladas Mei Sholem Mishmeres. So therefore, a guy has no Tumah, and therefore he's excluded from the parasha of Naziris.